When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Debbie Wildrick has over 30 years of leadership and experience in sales, marketing, operations, and channel strategy within the consumer packaged goods industry. A recognized expert in brand building and distribution, she specializes in helping entrepreneurs scale through strategic growth. Debbie spent 6 years as chief strategy officer and co-founder of MetaBrand and now leads her own consulting firm. Her executive background includes roles as president of the beverage division at Frey Farms, executive vice president at Hemp Fusion, and CEO of Bozzi, a Colorado-based nutritional beverage company. She began her career in marketing after earning a degree from the University of Texas at Dallas and previously served as senior director of Vault and Proprietary Beverages at 7-Eleven. Thanks so much for joining us on the program, Debbie. I follow your work and appreciate that you're taking the time to help tea farmers learn the basics.
Hi, Dan.
Consumer interest in tea increased during the COVID-19 pandemic, a period when producers were temporarily unable to harvest or process tea and faced a sharp decline in food service demand. As a result, several tea companies adopted a direct-to-consumer approach. One of the most successful is Lakshmi Tea Estates, a $200 million India-based producer founded in 1912. Lakshmi produces more than 30 million kilos annually from 21 holdings in Africa, Assam, Tripura, and West Bengal. CEO Rudra Chatterjee first explored digital direct sales within India in 2021 before launching a U.S. product line that now generates approximately $3 million a year selling tea globally on Amazon Marketplace. Looking at Lakshmi's website together, can you explain why consumers find a direct appeal so attractive?
We've begun to talk about this a lot over the years. Today's consumer and what they really are looking for and what I always said, what drives them to buy, right? It's not just about the consumption the first time around, but it's buying again and again and consuming again and again. You know, we're very much a society that responds to the emotional element of a product. We have to find that link in our marketing and branding that is that emotional link. And, you know, he's doing it with certainly the pictures and the description of the slopes that he's buying it on. The biodynamic estate produces a rare cosmic tea, you know, using words that are important to that consumer that's looking for that emotional link. And then the other thing is the experiential link. You know, I was talking to my husband about this. He's born and raised in Kenya and then spent most of his adult life in London. And then has been traveling around a lot for the last 5 or 6 years. You know, he's very, very particular about his tea, but he's also very much a coffee snob too. So we only use the French press. And where I'm getting at is that whether it's an experience, it's an event doing tea and especially from a loose leaf perspective and it requiring a little bit additional equipment. And we're very much consumers that want to really, truly experience our food and beverage. And and really make a big deal out of the event.
How does someone who's truly skilled at growing something and capable of making delicious products go about sharing their secret with the rest of the world? They want us to know about this amazing stuff so that people can order it.
Really, really great question, because as an entrepreneur, we actually believe that we have created something amazing. A lot of times as an entrepreneur, the reason that we create something is because we believe that it is not available out there, but that there is definitely a consumer need, because I want it so much and I believe in it so much that I believe that everyone else will. And so it's very, very difficult to communicate that passion, that drive that leads us to really create and make this magnificent product. And on top of that, we only really have the real estate of the bottle. Social media has become very much a great marketing tool. But you know what? If you don't have any followers, then how can you communicate via social media? It really starts with understanding that you really do have a product that the consumer wants, and then messaging in a way that communicates not only your passion, but the emotional aspect of that product and what you really feel like when you consume it. And that's all really got to be done by word of mouth and building on that and building your followers. And certainly sampling has become over the years a huge way to get your product in front of consumers, but it's very difficult and very costly at the same time. So it's a slow build and a combination of using the right wording, including the passion and the emotional aspects of why you built the product and what it means to consume it. And then, you know, beginning very slowly and making sure that you're able to build your followers that way.
There are an infinite number of markets and niches. The question I want to ask is, how do I find a consumer who wants my tea? I agree that passion is fundamental to success. You've got to believe in your product. But how do you find that market? How do you define it? Because it's too broad to appeal to everyone all the time, everywhere.
Yeah, there's too many players, right? Many categories are like this. But when you have that, how do you find the consumer that wants your product? And we're talking about small farmers. We're talking about farmers all over the world. It's watching the people that are closest to you and understanding why they like your product and what makes them consume it, and understanding that from your original consumers that have been already, you know, consuming your product, then you can more easily find the consumer that's going to be interested in your product, because you've already done your little mini research and you're constantly doing that. And I think that one of the easiest ways to really do that research that we may not even think about is asking your people, why do you like mine? Why do you consume mine? What makes a difference to you? Do you like to consume my tea and other teas? Do you consume mine exclusively? How does it make you feel? And asking the questions about your existing consumers can help you then find and lead you to consumers that aren't yours yet.
Brands act like a spotlight, right? A successful brand in a market shows that the market has potential. But even if your brand doesn't succeed there, you should still give it a try.
You know, I talk a lot about this when you're building your strategy with regard to retail launch. So in order to pick the launch market, there's a couple of factors that are really important. One is, picking a launch market that has a much higher consumption of tea than the neighboring market or a market in another part of the country. You know, you're looking at, and I've done this for several brands with regard to full-blown business plans. I did a lot for premium water. And it's really looking at the market share of the consumption habits of particular markets, the size of the market.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.